Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my YouTube channel. And in this video, I've got to say, res viacat in pace, Lord Nigel Lawson, because it was just yesterday that his noble lordship was called to his reward at the age of 190 years. So he's best known for having been Chancellor Exchequer in Margaret Thatcher's Conservative government. In the rest of the world, Chancellor Exchequer would be called Finance Minister. So the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, led the tributes and saying that Lord Lawson was an inspiration. Of course, Rishi Sunak is himself a former Chancellor of the Exchequer. And the three great officers of state, just below Prime Minister, Home Secretary, Foreign Secretary, and Chancellor of the Exchequer. Most Prime Ministers have held one of those offices before becoming PM. Some of them held two. James Callaghan held all three before becoming Prime Minister. What can I say? So, I mean, a little bit about his background. Nigel Lawson was born in Londinium to an upper middle class reformed Jewish family. His grandparents had shifted from Lithuania, and their surname was Leibson, which they Britannicized to Lawson. And then he went to, I think it was it St. Paul's School or was it Westminster, where his father had also been schooled. I read his book, The View from Number 11, in 1999. He said, My education need not detain us. I was educated in St. Paul's. So I attended St. Paul's. My father was also educated, something like that. Even though I can remember the sentence, the curious thing is I can't remember which one of those two it was. It's a London day school anyway, although Westminster's also got borders. He did his national service as a compulsory military service in the Royal Navy. He went to Cambridge University, and then he got into journalism, did financial journalism. He was the city editor of the Daily Telegraph. City means the city of London, the financial sector. And then he was involved in the Conservative and Unionist Party. He stood in a safe Labour seat, which he lost in about 1970. And then in 1974, was elected for Blaby, which is a rural constituency in Leicestershire. He had no prior connection with that county. He married in his 20s. He had four children with his first wife. So he was a notably roly-poly figure, though he lost a lot of weight when he left politics. So what was I going to say? So he rose up the ranks and he really lived and breathed Thatcherism. He was all for the Big Bang in about 1986 for liberalising the city. He'd been editor of the Spectator magazine, which Boris Johnson had also edited. And he was elected to Parliament at the age of 42. Well, Boris Johnson subsequently edited. So, and for posing with a battered red dispatch box to show his budget. His autobiography is called The View from Number 11 because, of course, the Chancellor's official residence is Number 11 Downing Street. And he served as Chancellor Exchequer for 6 years. So he's, I think, the third longest serving Chancellor Exchequer ever, the longest serving being Gordon Brown, who did 10 years. David Lloyd George, he also served for 10 years, for quite a few years. Let me see, till 1916. For about 6 years, yeah. And I think Nigel Lawson didn't quite manage 6 years, like 5 3/4 or something. So the City of London was booming, but he was heavily criticised, although he did get inflation down. Unemployment was quite high. Now, back then, there was the European Economic Community, not the European Union. This was sort of the embryo of the European Union. And it would only consist of 12 members in the 1980s, Republic of Ireland, United Kingdom, Denmark, West Germany, as then was, the Federal Republic of Germany, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece, the 12. And there was talk about, would there be a single currency? Would there be European Monetary Union? If it was it going to be called the ECU, ECU, as in European Currency Unit, ECU? But that was also a French medieval currency equivalent to the crown in Britannic measurements. But anyway, he started shadowing the Deutschmark, which is the most important currency of the European Union, though not the most valuable. And some people approved of that. When it moved up, he would move the value up and down. Remember, the Chancellor controlled interest rates and money supply completely back then. The Bank of England was not independent until May 1997, when Tony Blair's a Labour government was ushered into office. So then Thatcher started to sharply disagree with him, even though he lived and breathed Thatcherism. He was castigated by some newspapers saying, you know, when your economic policies have wrecked industries in Scotland and Northern England and so forth, you say, I command thee in name of holy market forces to rise from the ashes. This factory has just been demolished. I remember seeing a cartoon about it. So his policies were good for Southern England, but dreadful for the rest of the United Kingdom. They're probably good for the middle classes, for some of them blue collars, particularly in Northern Ireland, in Caledonia, in Northern England, Wales. They were dreadful. But that was him, he was sort of unapologetic. But was he too much of an ideologue? So then he resigned over Thatcher because he was clashing over economic policy. She had her different economic advisor. Apparently he hadn't informed her that it was shadowing the Deutschmark. She disapproved and so on. But he said that, you know, that the smokestack industries had had their day. So in 1992, he bowed out of the House of Commons, went to the House of Lords, and he served. They actually resigned December last year, 2022. It's actually rather rare to resign. I think he retained the title. You just can't go there anymore. And then he got divorced. He got married a second time, had two further children. And now his son, Dominic Lawson, went to Eton for 1 year, left after a year. The only person I know who left after a year is a distinguished journalist, Nigella Lawson, as in named in her father's honour. She's the very distinguished foodie writer. Nigella bites and all that into goose fat. Famously, who was that well-known journalist? Was it Neil Diamond? Was her boyfriend for some years. And he suffered tragedy early in life as his daughter, one of his daughters, Thomasina, died at a relatively early age, 32. What else about him? And then he became a sort of climate skeptic, publishing a book about that, saying it's not true that climate change is mainly anthropogenic or is even happening at all. It's not very harmful to us. When it came to Brexit, he took the Leave side. So the important thing is the United Kingdom will be able to take back control, will be able to negotiate trade treaties, which would advantageous the United Kingdom, rather than have to worry about whether it's good for Poland or bad for Portugal or whatever. So he campaigned in that cause. So, lost an awful lot of weight, 5 stone later on, and he even published his own diet book. So, what can I say? He obtained French residency, and he retained that even after Brexit. So, that was him, Nigel Lawson. He was a rather saturnine character. He was never going to set the world ablaze, arguably a competent chancellor, certainly a contentious chancellor, given there was a lot of economic pain at the time. And they wanted to get inflation down, mission accomplished, but unemployment rose. Was that worth it? Now the United Kingdom faces the opposite problem. Unemployment is very low, like 2%. In fact, there are labour shortages, whereas inflation is horrendous. I'm sort of like 20% worse off than I was 10 years ago, quite easily. So that is Nigel Lawson. So farewell to him, and as part of the obsequies of any notable British figure these days, after his death, no doubt be accused of some unspeakable crime. So I don't know when his funeral is going to take place, but yet another one bites the dust, one of the Thatcher cabinet. There are not that many Chancellor Exchequers living, or admittedly there were 4 of them within 3 months last year. Think about this: Rishi Sunak resigned, then Nadeem Zahawi, then Kwasi Kwarteng, and then who was it? And then we've got Jeremy Hunt now. Right, thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.